shadow of a flag. When my battle buddy blew his brains out with an M16, having straddled the barrel and pushed the trigger down with a cleaning rod, everyone, everything stopped. Finally, Top said in a whisper, because no sound remained, "Everyone, take a knee," and a simple act cut through the fear. It got us thinking. The circle that formed in the dirt was it, 43 of us, and the short, slender man in the center who looked at each woman, man, old, young person without words. The shadow of the flag danced beneath the real thing, which shifted in a changing wind. And we knelt for what seemed an hour, may have been minutes, silent. No one wanted to break the reverence. The fabric of the flag stretched like time, and for some of it, we watched its shadow dance through the circle. So much had happened this year. 2 months back, we saw the news from home, a man on a sidewalk, stabbed with the flagpole in his chest. Weeks before that, another flag hung tattered from the bed of a pickup truck, whose owner waved his AR-15 in the air, mouth frozen, open in the newsprint. These images came courtesy of the Stars and Stripes, and at this moment crossed my mind, the way meaning shifted. In time, the first sergeant said, "This is why we're here, each other. And this is why we'll make it back, each other. Not a party, not a cloth. This is the family whose opinions matter. Take care of it." We knelt in earnest in that circle of dirt, hand in hand, praying, not praying. Smithson passed through each of us, and the only cloth that mattered was the one that covered him on the flight home.